Bafiomi Thursday night. We're actually making some progress. The shiur is growing by leaps and bounds. Can't get in. They're fighting to get into the doors. Standing room only. People, stop pushing. Stop crowding. Stop pushing. Today's daf is daf kuf lamed tes. It's Thursday. We are up to daf kuf lamed tes amud beis. We're ahead for the first time. We're starting the ninth parak kuf lamed tes amud beis. The game plan is, at least now, this weekend, to do today and tomorrow's daf tonight, and to do Shabbos and Sunday's daf on Sunday. So that means today we'll do kuf lamed tes and kuf mem. We're already on kuf lamed tes amud beis, halfway through the amud. We're up to the Mishnah, starting the ninth parak. Zok the Mishnah, Mishamei, someone died, Niyach Bonim. Ubanos. So we know that the son's Yarshin. We also know that there's a Tanai Ksuba, that the girls get supported by the estate until they become bogros or until they get married. Now, Bizmanchan Achasa Merubin, there's plenty to go around. The Gemara will define what Merubin means. Then Abonim Yerusha, the Abonim take their Yerusha. But Abonos Yizonos, we trust the Abonim. Whenever the Abonos need Mizonos, they could collect from the Abonim. And the Abonim are, and this is the way the Rashbam learns, probably, that the Bonim take charge of the whole Yerusha, and the Bonos take from the Bonim the Mizonos. That's the din, that's the Tanai Ksuba. L'chosim Watan, though, obviously the Gemara will define that as well. So HaBonos Yizono, we take already all the Mizonos that will be needed in the coming years for all the time that the Bonos get Mizonos, and we put that into the bank, and the Bonim get the rest, and if they don't have enough and they have to go hungry, so they don't have anything to get Mizono, so they can collect Stoka. Bonim Yishalu Al HaPsochim. Admon Omer, it's not fair. It's not fair, man. Mishvil Shani Zocher Hifsadati, let me at least get Mizonos like the daughters do. Amareba Gamliel, Ryan Lias Devery Admon. I think Admon's right. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokas is. The Gemara now, we're on the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We started the ninth parak. Today's Daf is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, and we're at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're in the Gemara. The Kama Merubin, what would be considered Nechasa Merubin? I'm a bit of my Rav. Kedei Shezonim and Eilu Ve'Eilu Shneim Osar Chodesh. Once there's enough Mizonos for the Zecharim and for the Nekevos for 12 months, so we don't have to put aside Mizonos for the Bonos. Who knows, maybe they'll get married in this time. It's like, there's so much Mizonos that it'll last for a year for both. So then we just give the Bonim everything, and the Bonos collect as they need it from the Bonim. Can we come to Shmuel? When I said this in front of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said, we know that Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav, and when Rav was Nifter, he went to learn by Shmuel. And he would tell him things that he learned from Rav. So when I said this over to Shmuel, Omar Zudri Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi, Abu Chachamim Maimim, that the definition of the Chosam Merubin is Reshizonu Mehen Elu Ve'Elu Ad Sheyivgaru, until we make a cheshbon like that much. Mamash, that there's enough for both until the din mezonos for the daughter stop, which is when they become bogros. Anything less than that, we put aside for them. But if there's enough for them and the sons until they become bogros, then we treat it like Mechasa Merubin. Okay, now, the Gemara assumes, Menami, he also wrote in Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Bamilon, some say, Amar Rabbi Babachanan Rabbi Yechanan, it was explicitly stated by Rabbi Babachanan in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Call. She is on the man. Elu Achi of Guru. Hein Merubin. Probably got Elu Mewatin. Mamish like Shmuel, like Shmuel's in Chachamim, and the Rav's formulation was Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi. Now the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah says Bizmanchan Achasa Mewatin, then Abonim Yishalo Al Apsachim. They go collect Staka. So that means that when you have the Achasa Mewatin, the Gemara thought that the Bonim don't get it all. The Bonim don't get it all. You put everything in the bank for the Bonos, and they don't get it all. They say, well, why not? I mean, if there's more than the bonus neither certainly get. The leka la'elu la'elu achi bovu shakling the bonus l'kulu. If there's no chasam what and the bonus take everything, why should the bonus take everything? Tell them they can take whatever they'll need till they become bone girls. Why should they take even more than that? Elamai Rava doesn't mean that in the Mishnah. It means Motsiyim Lehemazonos Lebonim Tashi Yibogru, and we put that in the bank. Tashar Lebonim, and the rest go to the Bonim. Yishalo Alapsochim means when they run out of money, so they don't get Mazonos from the estate. That's reserved for the Bonos, and they have to go get Staka. Tzok to Gemara. Pshita, that's Pasha to me. Merubin, if you started off, the father died. And there was the Chasim Merubin, Benismatu, but they became the Chasim Muatin. Maybe the price of Mazonos went up because of inflation, or something happened to the Nechasim, they became devalued, so they became Mu'atin. But at the time of the Misa Sa'av, it was Merubin, that's Pasha Tzok to Gemara, Kavar Zochu Ben Yorshin. The Bonim, it was Nechasim Merubin, so there was the Kaz Chazal kicked in the way that the Bonim get it, and you put aside, and then they dole out to the Bonos as needed. So that happened already, so that's not going to change. But what about Muatin v'Nisrabu? If the Shas Misa Sa'ab was Mechasim Muatin, and really we should put aside for the daughters now in the bank everything they need until they become Bogros, but now it became Merubin. The price of food went down. Or maybe they got Shvach and the Shevach. Maybe the Nechasim became worth more. So now maybe they have to give back to the Bonim the money, and they, you know, maybe we'll treat it like Nechasim Merubin now. Do we say, Birshus Yorushin Kaimi, that really the Nechasim, when the father dies, is Birshus Yorushin, even by Nechasim Muatin? Bilkach Birshus Yorushin Shabuach, it's called, by them it became Lishtabayach, so now it's Nechasim Merubin. Idoma, once it's Muatin, Bishas Misasav, Seluke Misalke Yorushin Mehacha, the Yorushin are out of the picture, and it's the Bonos, and they have it, so they don't have to give it back to the Bonim. Toshma Dom Rabasi Yom Rav Yechlan, Yisayim in Shekadmu Umachru B'Nechasim Uwatin, Mashe Machru Machru. Tremendous Kiddush. That even though we said by Nechasim Uwatin, we take the money away from the Bonim, and we put it in the bank for the Bonos. But the Dievet, if the Yisayim went, and they took the Nechasim and they sold it, the Mechas Kayim, and you don't take out from the Lukuchais. So you see, if they have such a b'dievet talk that they could sell it, certainly it's b'shusam. If it's b'shusam, so then if it became the shtabeach, then it became the shtabeach b'shusam, and now it's treated like Mechasim Merubin, so that's the pshitus of the Gemara. Toshma. No. So that's the right. Now the Gemara talks about other sfeikas. The other of Yumiya, we go on now. By the way, we're on Daf Kuf Mem. We're on Daf Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem is tomorrow's Daf, so we're now learning tomorrow's Daf. Yosef Rav Yirmiyah becoming the Rabbi Avohu, the Kaboy Mine. Almanoso, if the father who died had an almana, who also takes money from the estate, because of her tonight suba, Maushe tonight ben achasim. Are her needs, the cheshbon of money that she needs for her mazonos, could they bring it down to Nechasim Muatim? In other words, we let her, because of her, we now have a smaller estate. Because do we look, what's the suffix? Me, I'm going to give this love mazoni mamata, since for my she has a chus to take away mama, mazonos, from the estate. So there's partially a smaller estate, why not? Idilma, we say, keep the little mince of a less law, she could stop taking it any moment. She could start dating, get married, and poof, no more mazonos from the estate of the Baal once she gets married. So she can get married at any moment. So Ashkenami less law, meaning we're not mischashev in haschus in order to consider it nechasim muatim. Imtim tzoroimar, the keeping the little mince of a less law, Ashkenami less law. What about Basishto, a daughter of a wife that the wife had from another man, and he was makabel to support her? He made a kinyan to support her when they got married. Right? Now he died. Maushe Tamayit ben Achasim. She has a shibud, a lien on the property. So does her lien, Mamayit ben Achasim? Me, I mean, even the convince of Anami Yisrael, even if she gets married, she has to get support from this lien. It's a lien to give her support. umamato, so she deducts from the mechasim their value. I do mark even the umesel lesla hayorshim don't get it. It's dafka kabbalah to give her mezonos. It doesn't carry over to hayorshim, so it's not really hers. V'lo umamato. Dimtim shalayim even the afilu umesel lesla v'lo umamato. What about a balchayv? Someone that's owed money from the father's estate. So when we make a cheshbon, how much is the estate worth? Do we have in a chasim uwatim and a chasim urubin? We don't take into account the lien that a bal chayv has on the karka. Or the Gemara asks, "Malshu ma'ik ben a chasim." Do we say, "Mi'amrin and kimin the kimayus nami islay"? He has a pretty good schus in the chasim. Even if he would die, his children would be able to collect on the chayv. Ma'ik, I do ma'ik ben a machasher gavayna lemais. He didn't take it yet. He has to go get it. He didn't take it yet. So lo ma'ato. So that's three cases that the Gemara is Masupik if they are Mamait, meaning they make it worth less, so now maybe it's Nechasa Muwatim. Think of the Boyle Alidach Gisa, yes, the series of Sveikis, Mamish, in the opposite direction. That first came Balchol Maoshi Yamait Ben Nechasim, and then we said, if he does, then maybe Bas Ishto does, not does. Does Bas Ishto, Maushe Tumait Ben Achasim, and if you say that the Ishto is also Mamates Ben Achasim, Almanusa, Bas Ishto is also Mamates Ben Achasim, Almanusa Maushe Tumait Ben Achasim, because she has the least chus. Now the Gemara asks a fourth Chakira. Almanusa Ubas, his Almanan is Bas, and they both get the chasim from the Takona, from the Tzayk Suba. Is there a man condemn this if there's so little that they both can't get? Who comes before whom? Amalei Ababa said to Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Avol said to Rav Yirmiyah, Zilma Lidna Gal V'talamacha, come tomorrow. Ki Yossi came tomorrow. Amalei Pshet Miaschoda, I'll be Machriya, one of your stakers. Dam Rav Abba, Rav Asi, Yossu Almano Eitzel Habas, Kabas Eitzel Ha'achin B'nechosev Mu'atin. Ma Bas Eitzel Ha'achin Habas Nizaynis, Ha'achin Yishalu Al Ha'psochim, they go collect staka. Af Almano Eitzel Habas, he's more worried, the dead person is definitely more worried about the kavod of his almana. She's more easily despised. Only collecting staka. And so we say, Ma ba'asai tzalachin, habas nizaynes, v'achin shalin ala psochim, af almana tzalabas, almana nizaynes, v'abas tishal ala psochim. So we have our answer. Almana Abbas, the Almana comes first. We learned in the Mishnah, Admon Omer B'shoshan Izachar Hitzadati. Maika Omar, what's so big about Izachar? Amar Amar Abayach, Ikama B'shoshan Izachar B'rani Vasa Patera Hitzadati. There's more reason to be mazing someone that's Oisik Patera. So that's the mile of Izachar. So why shouldn't he get Mazonos at least like Abbas? Amalei Rogel Me'atma Mandazu Patera who the Yoris. That's a criterion. We don't find such a criterion. Now the Miser will find it later in a Brisa. So that's where Abaye was coming from. So it's sad that even a chasim uadim. Does it make sense that I have less of a schus to my daughters than a chasim uadim? Let me at least have the zonos like they have the zonos. So Admon holds that's true, we accept the taina, he gets an equal share. Well, the Kama, the Mishnah holds no, we still apply the rule that Abonos Yisonu, Vahaben Yishal Alapsach. We go on to the next Mishnah, Uncle Flemam Advays. Iniach Bonim, Ubonos. Bonim Kedyarshe, Bonos take support from the estate. The Tumtum. And a tumtum is a child of indeterminate sex. It's covered up with a membrane. The other features, you can't tell if he has X chromosomes, Y chromosomes. Maybe nowadays they don't have to open up the membrane. They can take the chromosome test and see what he is. This is as opposed to an androgynous, which has features of both. And we're not sure what an androgynous is. We'll learn the Gemara about a tumtum, but the Pashtus in the Gemara of a tumtum, most of the time, and then it's a suffix zocher, suffix mechaz. Because you could find that. If the membrane opens up, then you'll see what it is.
We'll see in the Gemara.
So an article that
what?
So an article that took from exist today in a village in Gaza. There's a whole section of men that are Tumfos. When they become 30, they have an operation.
Imagine a chasim Reuven. So the Gemara says you apply the rule of a Moshe Bechleil and Rai. If the chasim am Reuven, not a harm dochen also it's not in the table. They say maybe you're a girl and all you get is mizonos. You don't get the estate. Chasim Lotim, when the girls have the upper hand and the gables dochen also it's his harm, and say maybe you're a man and all you have is the chelik and the chasim and you don't get mizonos. Next case where we see more about Tumfa. Omer is Yoda Ishti Zohar. It means that she will give birth. Gito Mon. He gets a Mon. Maybe he made a Kenyan, maybe it's a Shkibra. Yoda Zohar, Gito Mon. He gets it. Either it's a Shkibra or it's a Kenyan. Was Mechalik Nechasa, Mitzvah Kayim Divri Amesra, Kram says. Nekeva Mosayim, Yoda Nekeva Nekelos Mosayim Zuz. In the morning we'll talk about why the Mishnah has him giving more to a Nekeva than a Zohar. In Zohar, one of the Nekeva Mosayim, Yoda Zohar Nekeva, Zohar Nekeva Mosayim, Nekeva Nekelos Mosayim. Beautiful. Everybody gets what they're supposed to get. Yoda took two men and Noito. He doesn't get anything. Of course, the time of this mission, the Rashbam says, holds. We don't look at a Tumtum as a Sophic Zohar, Sophic Akeba, but we look at a Tumtum as a Bria Bifnei Atzmo. And as a Bria Bifnei Atzmo, so he doesn't get anything. But you would want him to get 100, at least. Because he's sure at least a Zohar. But if you hope he's a Bria Bifnei Atzmo, he doesn't get anything. The Imam are Komar to take with Ishti Yito, or is the Yito? You got to include the Tum Tum too. The Yemen Shem Yerish Elahu, Yerish Tako, because it's a full fledged tribe. Zok to Gemara. We said that a Tum Tum doesn't also to the cables. The Shok of the Bas, and the Taka takes like a Bas. Something, the Bas, they can send them back to the children, to the boys. Akatani Seifa, Yoda took him in a night, that's the Gemara's kasha. Akatani Seifa, that Yoda took him in a night, we treat him as a Rebbe Fnei Atzmo. So maybe he doesn't have any Yerusha, or he doesn't collect even like a bas, maybe he's not in limbo. But my body, yes, he's in limbo. If you hold his agreement, the Atmo, Dochan also the Ainlo. Rabbi Omar Dochan also the Ainlo. It doesn't go like the Mandiyama, he's agreement, the Atmo, but Dochan also the Ainlo, but he's either a Zohar or an Akeva. He gets the least, the lesser amount. The Sefer Son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that hold and took him his agreement, the Atmo. For the ratio of Chachamim, that holds it's a Sophic Zohar, Zohar Akeva, and in this Sefer, you have Rav Shimon Gamliel's sheet that he's Taka Bria Bifnei Atzmo. It's different to find the ratio and the Sefer. It's not that this is the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. No, the Tumtum, if the Mehema gives birth to a Tumtum Androgynous, or an Androgynous, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I mean, Kedusha Chala Leihem. It's not even a Sophic Kadosh, because maybe it's a Zohar. There's no Kedusha Chal. Kedusha is only Chal on Schorim and Akevas. He's not either. That's the sheet that he leaves up on the cable also. Tumtum's also not. Meizvei Tumtum Yerish Kabem, but he's in Kabas. Mishlam Alfi Rabba. That it's always like a Kamli Begrabba Minekel, he's something that's up on the cable. So you can interpret the Tana to mean he gets like a child. He gets like a Bas, but that's the lesser amount. But if there's Nechasim Muat, then he gets like a man, not like a bas. And that's what the Mishnah means. Tumtum Yerish Kemen, Beniza Kabas. That to me is all the same case. Mishlam Arava Yerish Kemen, Nechasim Muat, then he's a Kabas, then Nechasim Arubin. Emel Arraya, my Nizim Kabas. He's a Tumtum, it's a Rebbe Fnei Atzmo, so he shouldn't have any zchuyot, not like the zohar, not like the mekayim. You shouldn't get anything. Rav kuf mem aleph amud aleph. From time the marius, the rabba ma yerush kaber. When the rabbi doesn't get the nechassim b'foyel, because the ma'isim b'chassim b'watan we're talking about. That's what we almost get everything. Yerush kaber. Roy li rav ein lo. Anami roy li zon ein lo. Okay, we'll stop there.